And today Amen. I would like to talk to everyone about we need to live our lives each day at a time. A day at a time.
我们今天的主题就是一天一天的过。
You know, many times we are worried about our future.
很多的时候我们都为我们将来的事情忧虑。
And some of us are worried about 20, 40 years to go.
有的是为20年、40年以后的事情忧虑。
So we make plans and we worry if we are not meeting our plans.
我们就计划，但是呢，我们能不能的完成我们的计划呢？
And many aspirations, where will I be studying? What job will I get? Who will I marry?
就是我找什么工作，我会遇见谁啊？我跟谁结婚呢
？And this motivates us to really pray.
这样子能推动我们去祷告。
And so on.
就是类似的事情。
And but God wants you and I to live day at a time.
主呢？神呢？要我们一天一天的过活。
He says, "Don't worry about tomorrow."
他说：“不要为明天忧虑。
Let tomorrow worry about itself.
让明天求忧虑他忧虑他自己。
You can't change yesterday.
我们不能改变昨天。
You can't control your future.
我们也不能控制将来。
You can only control your today.
我们只能控制今天。
And that is an important.
那是很重要的。
That Jesus has taught us.
是耶稣教导我们的。”
Day by day.
一天一天的过。
Amen.
Amen.
I remember when I was in school.
我记得我在念书的时候。
And I looked through job ads at the back of a magazine.
我在那个在找工作在那个那些杂志后面。
And I saw job being advertised for £20,000.
我看见一个工作有£3,000啊。
拜拜。两万呢。
有£20,000，对不起。
And I thought, oh, if only I can get such a job when I grow up.
我在想啊，这样长大的时候，我能有这个工作多好。
At that time, I didn't understand about inflation.
当时那个时候，我不知道那个物价会涨。
£20,000, I can't even live on that now.
现在呢，那个£20,000呢，都不够用了。
And then I remember when I first got my job, I met an insurance company.
我头一份工作
pensions company.
头一份工作了，我找到一个是退休的公司。
And the man said, "You know, you're young, Joshua. Now, if you put in so much money, by the time you retire, you will have a pot of X and Y Z. You'll be living well off."
他说：“啊，你现在呀开始储蓄到你的退休的时候了，你就有一个可观的数目了。”
See, now that I'm reaching retirement age,
我快到退休的年纪了。现在
，What the pension man says is a complete pack of lies.
那个退休金那个人的就跟我说你
，What we have in the pension pot was worth a lot in those days, but today is nothing.
今天那个退休金呢，这是在从前的日子里很多，但现在呢就是不算多了。
I remember 20 years ago, the most popular note in your pocket was £5.
20年以前呢，我们口袋里面呢，那个有个£5
已经很好用。Every time you buy something, it's £5 for a sandwich, £5 for this, £5 for that.
我们买东西£5这样子，买的很多东西了。
10 years ago, it was £10.£10 for this and £10 for that.
十年以前呢，我们呢，那么要£10买这个，£10卖哪个
？Today, the most popular note is £20.
今天呢，口袋里面呢，那个£20呢，要常常用的拿出来用。
What I'm trying to say to you is, all that worry of the past is a waste of time about the future.
我要告诉你啊，从前我们所担心的事啊，是将来的，所以我们没什么好处。
There's certain things you cannot control.
有些事情你不能控制的。
The inflation,
那个就是物价的涨。
The government, government,
那个政府的东西。
World events,
世界发生的东西。
COVID,
那是病了，那个。
When I start COVID,
COVID 是新冠肺炎呢。
And I remember when I was young, I never even realized, I remember when people first had a digital watch. I thought, wow, this is very high tech.
我小的时候看见有一个哈、啊、那个跳自动跳灯的是表，我看见哇，那个很名贵，很好。
I remember my teacher having one and showing off.
我的老师有一个，常常在我面前炫耀啊。
And I never even thought there would be iPhone, Internet, AI.
我从来没有想过什么有那个 iPhone 啊，有个Internet 那些东西，我从来没有想过。
So therefore, when I was young, all my worries about the future.When I look back now, was a waste of energy.
我从前呢想啊将来的时候是忧虑的东西，现在呢我觉得是都是白费的。
Amen.
Amen.
We know that.
我知道的，我们知道的。
And yet in our human nature, we worry.
但是我们人呢就是要忧虑。
And we want to control our future.
我们很喜欢去控制我们。
Even if you can future, what are you controlling?
就算你能控制你的将来，你控制什么呢？
Because you never even realized there was an internet coming.
你永远呢就没有想到现在呢有那个网。
So you could be,
网啊。
You could be controlling your business. I would do this and do that. And then yet the internet comes along, suddenly the competition changes.
你常常啊就是为你的生意打算，但是突然之间有一个网上的这种新的发明的东西，你就改变了。
When I was young,We use film in a camera.
我们从前呢是用的菲林啊，在那个照相机里面呢。
Kodak was like a company, was such a giant, impossible to defeat.
Kodak 那个底片呢是就是一个当时是很大的公司，没办法呢，没人跟他比。
How many of you now use Kodak film still?
现在你还有没有用那个 Kodak 那个牌子的底片呢？
You see, nobody saw it coming.
没有人看他那个看再看见那个牌子了。
But the good news is, your God and my God can see it coming.
但是好消息告诉你们，我们的神、你们的神都能看得见这
些事情发生。So why not invest our time and energy in Him who can see the future?
干嘛呢？我们不投资在神身上啊？因为他能看见将来。
God lives outside time.
神是住在时间以外的。
Amen.
Amen.
And guess what? Surprisingly, God has planted something in your life long time ago that you think, what's the red?
神已经很早以前呢，已经在你生命里面呢，已经呢就安排了一些东西。
Guess what?
你猜猜看。
God planted it for 20, 30, 40 years time.
神把那个计划二十年、三十年、四十年将来的已经呢替你计划好了。
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
He promised to provide for you.
他答应过他会供给给你。
To help you.
他答应过去帮你。
Amen.
Amen.
I've heard people, you know, when Bitcoin was only £1, they bought it for fun.
那个时候我看见了那个 Bitcoin 那个货币了，只是。
一磅钱。And a person said to me, Joshua, you should buy some Bitcoin. It's only £1.
他说，哎，只是一磅钱啊，你要买这个 Bitcoin 买多一点呢。
I wish the Holy Spirit told me.
我希望圣灵跟我这样子说。
But can you imagine?
你有没有想过？
It's a bit like God put in a Bitcoin in your life, right? 20 years ago.
那个神好像把那个 Bitcoin 这个事情呢放在你的生命二十年前。
And he never told you that is your deposit for your house in the future.
但是没有告诉你这个是你的将来的房子的按金。
God can do these sort of things.
神可以做这些东西。
Nothing is impossible.
没有是难倒神的。
And then those of us who pursue after God.
那么我们追求神的呢？
What's the purpose of my life?
我生命的目的是什么呢？
What has God called me to do?
神呼召我去干什么呢？
And we seek prophets.
那么我们去寻找那个预言呢？
To give us a prophecy.
要跟我们说一点预言。
I encourage you don't do such a thing.
我要你千万不要这样做。
Because you will get a prophecy, but it may not be true prophecy.
你可能得到这些预言，可能不是真的预言。
It will mess up your life.
那么把你的生命弄糟了。
Because I realize God does not want to tell you about your purpose or your life now.
神呢，现在不想让你知道你的生命的目的。
If he does,
如果他要给你知道的话
，is for a purpose.
肯定有一个原因。
Because you need the faith.
有一个目的，因为你要信。
Because where you're walking, things will be tough.
你在走做什么事，你就会被感动。
That's why he told Paul.
所以他跟保罗说
about his future.
关于保罗的将来。
Because Paul's life is going to be tough.
因为保罗，神告诉他，你的将来的生命呢，都是很难的。
But in general, God
艰苦的啊。
Wants us to trust him one day at a time.
神就是我们一天的一天的去
so what,
相信他。
Is the purpose of your life?
那么你的生命里面的主要的目的是什么呢
？Each day when you wake up,
每天早上你起来的时候
，God has a purpose for that day.
神那一天就是有一个目的给你的。
There is something that He wants you to do.
有一些东西他要你去做的。
Somebody that you may have to talk to.
有些人可能你要跟他说话。
Some tasks that you might have to complete.
可能有的工作你要完成。
If you do it faithfully.
如果你信实的去做，忠心的去做。
Knowingly or unknowingly.
你可能有的不感觉，不知不觉之间。
You may not know.
可能你不知道。
It may be someone that you just have a chat with.
有些人跟你说几句话。
Or in the office.
在工作间。
But if you do it,
如果你做的话
you would have fulfilled a purpose of God in your life for that day.
那一天就是主在你身上完成他的旨意。
And each day, when we fulfill a purpose,
如果我们每天都完成一个神的旨意
God may just want you to pray that day. God may just want you to do nothing that day.
To rest. 神可能 要你去为他祷为人祷告，可能要你休息。
Each day is like a one step.
每一天好像走一步。
As we trust the Lord,
当我们相信主的时候
we fulfill our purpose.
那个他的旨意就我们成就在我们身上。
But if we insist,
如果我们勉强的话
not to trust the Lord,
不相信主的话
then we'll be on a standstill. Then we'll be standstill.
那么你就站得原处不动了哈，没有进步了。
Insist on.
你一定要坚持这样子去做。
Do what you want to do.
让他要你去要做的事情。
All you need to do every day is you to God.
每一天你是去到神面前。
The Lord,
主啊
，Let me fulfill your purpose for today.
让我能完成你的旨意，今天能完成你的旨意。
His mercies are new every morning.
那个是每一天的新的一个怜悯。
He says God's faithfulness is new every morning.
神的信实是每一天早晨都是新的。
So your faithfulness and my faithfulness need to be new every morning.
你的信实跟我的信实每天早上都是新的。
It doesn't matter how faithful I was yesterday. I need to be faithful today.
不管你昨天有多的信实，但是今天你一定要忠心。
Amen.
Amen.
And if we don't live like this, we're going to miss a step.
如果不这样，我们就会缺。
So, like Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow.
好像主耶稣说，不要为明天忧虑。
Yes, we can plan for our tomorrow. We can plan for our future, but don't hold on to the plans as set in stone, as a must.
我们可以去计划我们的明天，但是不要了，好像一块石头这样子，一定要这样子。
Hold on to your plans loosely.
拿了你的计划，轻轻的拿着它。
Amen. When I look back at my life, when I look back,
当我回头看我的生命的时候
，all my plans for university, the job that I want to get, the career I want,
所有我在大学准备我的工作，我要找的工作
，I'm glad that I didn't hold on to it too tightly.
幸亏我就是抓紧，
没有
抓紧。
Instead, God gave me a much better career.
神给我一个更好的工作。
Amen.
Amen.
I did not plan when I came out of school. I did not plan. The future that I had in mind, looking back now, 50 years, is a completely different life.
我在学校里面我所安排的现在呢我这过了那么多年了回头一看呢完全不一样。
Because I met Jesus when I went to university.
因为我在大学里面遇见了主耶稣。
I never planned to be a pastor.
我没有安排我会做一个牧师。
But God gave you that privilege.
但是神呢给我这个荣耀。
God can give you a much more fulfilling life than your own one.
神给你一个更好的生活不是你自己所安排的。
But I never saw it when I was young.
我年纪轻的时候看不见。
But as you live each day,
当你一天一天这样子活过去
faithfully do what God tells you to do.
忠心的神要你去做你就照样去做。
Witness for him, serve him.
你就为他做见证去侍奉他。
Look after your children, look after your family.
照顾你的孩子照顾你的家庭。
Enjoy your life.Make friends.
享受你的生命跟找朋友。
Each day.
每一天。
Then when you, 50 years later, when you look back, whoa, amazing.
50年过去以后你回头一看哇
I never knew I could do all these things.
我从来没有想到我能做这些事情。
Amen? That's why when you're older, you can look back without regret.
所以当你
and say, God,You have been faithful to me.
所以当你年纪大了回头一看你没有会后悔。
So remember,
我能做这些事情。
So remember, brothers and sisters, each day is God's purpose. Each day you have a purpose.
每一天有主有他的旨意在你身上。
So don't worry about tomorrow. Do well what God told you to do today.
不要就是为明天忧虑，你今天干得好就是了。
Amen.
Amen.
Each day,
每一天
a day at a time, brothers and sisters, a day at a time,
一天一天的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Always remember that one day at a time.
要记住是一天一天的。
And let me illustrate to you from the Old Testament a story of.The Exodus of when the manna was given to Israel.
我就要用一个旧约的那个故事，关于玛拿的，跟你们证明。
To show you God's purpose, God's principle.
就让你知道神的旨意。
Do you remember when the people of the Israelite went into the wilderness? There was no food, no water, nothing.
你还记得那个以色列人去的旷野里面也没有吃的也没有喝的
Because it is a desert,
因为
a wilderness.
因为那个是一个沙漠
There's nothing,
旷野
There's nothing.
里面什么都没有
Amen?
Amen.
When there is nothing, you can either look down or you can look up.
当没有东西的时候你要么看地上要么看天上
You look down, 死啦
你向下看死
了 When you look up,Lord, help me.
当你上向看的时候，你主啊，帮我。
So they looked up.
所以他们就向上看。
Lord, help us.
Lord, 主啊，帮我忙。
And so God decided plan to give them bread from heaven.
神呢，就给他们天上来的粮。
Called the manna.
那个叫玛拿。
And they were given instructions very strictly how to collect it and what to do.
神很严格地吩咐他每一天去怎么样去做，怎么
样
去取这个玛拿。
And God did this because God had a purpose.
因为神呢有他的旨意。
And it is the same purpose for us.
那个旨意也是在给我们的。
That why God want you to live by day.
神干嘛要你一天一天这样子过呢？
It's because for the Israelites, God wanted to test them so that they will live by His word. They will obey God.They will trust God.
神要试验他们，他们是不是的一天一天这样说了？因为神要去试验他们，听不听神的话。
The way God purpose in our life is the same. He want you to trust Him.
神在我们的生命里面的要有一个旨意，就是要我们去相信他。
Trust Him in what He has said in His Word.
信靠他在他的话语里所说的话。
Trust him in his promise.
信靠他的应许。
So God promised them, I will feed you. And so God rained manna to them.
神应许会喂养他们，所以神就给玛拿给他们。
But God didn't just simply give it to them.
神不是那么简单的，就是单单的给他们那个玛纳。
He wants them to grow up.
神要他们长进。
God wants you and I to grow up.
神也进。
To learn to walk with Him.
要与学会怎么样与主同行。
To learn to trust Him.
也去相信他。
Amen.
信靠他。
And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the longer you walk with God,
弟兄姐妹啊，我告诉你，你跟主啊越一起行走的时候，跟随他的时候
，I used to think it gets easier.
我以为是越来越容易啊。
It gets harder.
原来是越来越难。
As you contend for God's things, it gets more difficult.
如果你参与神的事的时候，你就觉得更困难。
Amen.
Amen.
Does God want you and I to grow up?
因为神要我们长大。
To bless you.
要祝福你。
With a true treasure that He has in heaven.
是在天上的真的财宝。
He knows what's best for us.
他知道什么是最好的给我们。
He knows what will make us happy.
他知道什么是令我们开心的。
Amen.
Amen.
And so we can see this in the next few verses.
在那个圣经里，你就看到这个他刚刚所说的。
Exodus chapter 16, verse 4.
出埃及记第十六章第四节。
睇唔睇到啊？
唔睇到。
喂，你点揸车噶？
啊！你几细的车 ？Too small, too small, too small. 太小那个字。
Okay, he can read that. I can read that. Yeah.I'm okay, yeah?
因为那个光啊，那个
哦，那个光 ，okay, okay.
也很难念。
They say, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Behold, I'm about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not.'"
出埃及记十六章第四节，耶和华对摩西说。看呢，我要从天降事物给你们，百姓可以出去，每天收取当天的分量，这样我就可以考验你们是否遵行我的指示。
You see, God doesn't just bless us with what we want.
神不是只是单单的祝福我们，我们所需要的。
He wants to bless you.
他要祝福你。
But at the same time, He wants to teach you.
同时他也要教导你。
Because he knows if you listen to him, if you trust him, you will live a much happier and much more stable life.
因为神知道如果你信靠他你能过一个更好的生活。
50 years ago, if I could learn to trust the Lord, then today with iPhone internet, it doesn't change me because...Trusting the Lord is the same. It doesn't matter what happens in the world.
50年前如果我能信靠神的话，在今天的日子是所有的科学这些东西了，我就不会害怕。
So God said to them, each day, go out and collect for one day.
神跟以色列人说，你每天出去只是收集。
So that is the instruction.
这是神的吩咐。
Each day, go out and collect enough for that one day.
你每天出去，你只是收获你需要的，当天需要的。
But on the sixth day, collect twice as much.
但是到第六天呢，你要减双倍的。
So second instruction, collect twice as much.
第二个那个命令他们的是第六天要双倍的收集那个玛纳。
Because seventh day is a Sabbath, God does not want them to collect. God wants them to rest.
因为第七天呢，就是那个圣日，叫他们不能再去收捡捡那个玛纳了，要休息一天。
So very simple, right?
很简单，是不是
？And yet they disobeyed.
但是他们还是没有遵从。
It's very simple. When God tells us to do things, it's quite simple.
神要我们做的事情很简单呢。
But we human nature,
We want to do things our way. We want to do it ourselves.
但是我们的人性呢，就是要以我们的方法去做事。
God wants us to grow up.
神要我们长大。
Listen what happened.
听他的话。
Now, when you say, God, give me a job.
你说，主啊，给我一个工作。
What happens if God give you a job that is not as good pay?
如果神给你一个工作不是很好的收入的。
That you have a horrible boss.
如果你的上司很凶，对你不好的。
Because that's what happened to me.
这个就是发生在我身上。
Oh Lord, you want to kill me?
主啊，你要杀死我吗？
I asked for that sort of job, but you end up with giving me that kind of job.
我要求的是这种工作，你就给了我那样的工作。
I asked for Sainsbury.But you gave me corner shop.
我要是 Sainsbury 工作，你们在那个那是印度的那是小的店呢。
God knows what's best for you.
神知道什么是最好给你的。
Amen.
Amen.
You say, God, how can I live on that kind of wages from the corner shop?
但是在那些小的商店里面，我怎么样啊？拿那个薪水怎么样够我过活呢
？I need to be in a big company to earn the wages that I need for the future.
我要在那些大的公司里面赚钱呢，为我的将来打算。
Listen what happened in verse 17.
在那个第十七节那边，我们一起来看看经文怎么样说。
I said, and the people of Israel did so. They gathered some.More, some less, but when they measured it out with an omer, whether they gathered much had nothing left over, whoever gathered little had no lack. Each of them gathered as much as he could eat.
出埃及记第十六章十七到十八节，以色列人就照样去做，有的收多，有的收少，用俄梅尔量一量，多收的没有余。少受的也没有缺，个人都按着自己的食量收集。
It didn't matter whether they gathered more or gathered less.
不管他们是收集的多一点还是少一点。
None of them had anything left over.
没有是剩下的。
But they all had more than enough.
他们都有余。
They didn't lack.
他也没有缺。
Oh God, Sainsbury pays me £100,000. Corner shop only pays me £10,000. There's a difference of 10 times.
那个 Sainsbury 那个薪水呢，跟那个小店里面呢相差了十倍啊！一个是哈一百千，一个只是十千，相差十倍哦。
But how many of you know that £10,000 and £100,000 when you get home, they're worth just as much?
你知道吗？你拿到的薪水，不管你一百千还是十千，拿到家里的
I have seen over the years in church, someone with a big job and someone with a small job, that they seem, in the end, there seems to be the same lifestyle. They seem to be able to go on the same holiday.
在那么多年来了，我在教会我看到了。他们呢，不论他们赚的很多钱还是赚的很少钱呢，他们生活也是这样子过。
And the funny thing is, when they end up retiring, they seem to have the same amount of money.
那当他们奉献的时候啊，十一奉献的时候啊，他也是奉献同一个钱呢。
Because why?
数量的钱。
The one with the 10,000, God gives them other means, other ways, and somehow.They have more than enough for the family.
因为那个拿一万薪水的，神另外的在供应他们，让他们不没有缺。
And yet the one with £100,000 don't seem to have enough.
那是看起来给神给他那个十万那个薪水的，好像是够了。
And I often talk to Suzanne about, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. How come someone with £100,000, I'm just exaggerating, right?Someone with £10,000, they all seem to be the same.
为什么我就跟太太说问了苏珊呢？嘿，那个收那个十万的跟那个收一万的干妈，他们好像是同样的一样这样子用钱过活。
And then I see people that open their shop 6 days a week and another one 7 days a week seem to be the same.
有的店开了7天，有的店开6天，他们的收入也是好像是一样的。
I remember my brother said, "If only I knew that 6 days I have the same money with 7 days, why didn't you tell me earlier?"
我就跟我的弟弟说，
跟my弟弟哥哥
啊哥哥啊，为什么你不早点跟我说啊？干7天也是那么多钱，6天也是一样那么多薪水。
If you told me earlier.For the last 20 years, I could have had a day off.
如果你早这样子告诉我了，我的十年来了，我都可以多一天休息啊。
What I'm trying to say to you is, in God's faithfulness to us, it's not about how much money we earn.
在神的信实里面呢，不是说你赚多少钱。
God's promise is it will be enough.
神的应许是你会够用的。
Hallelujah.
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 I remember in one of our church, right? A member said to me, you know, my friend's wife was in tears.
我记得教会里面有一个弟兄跟我说，我的太太在。
我的朋友的太太。
朋友太太。朋友
He was in tears.
他在哭啊。
I said, what is he crying about?
他在哭什么呢？
You see, her husband earns $2 million a year.
哇，她的丈夫啊，赚200万一年哦。
But this year, the bank is not doing so well.
但是那个银行呢，今年呢，干得不太好。
And so his bonus been cut.
他的奖金呢，被删掉了。
And so the wife complained, husband, how can I live like on with just your $2 million?
那么那个太太呢，跟先生投诉，我们怎么过活啊？那只有200万啊。
We need the bonus.
我需要那是奖金呢。
Because my flowers alone cost me £100,000 a year.
光是我的买花了，已经要100,000了。
Because I need fresh flowers every day.
因为我需要每天都是用新鲜的花。
You understand?
你明白吗？
I tell you, brothers and sisters.It does. When we walk with God, when we walk with God,
弟兄姐妹们啊，我们跟神同行的时候
，He promised us.
他应允我们
that He will provide.
他是会供应我们的。
He didn't say how much.
但他没有说多少。
How?
怎么样供应你
？You see, the one with the corner shop just so happened. He bought a Bitcoin.
那个小店呢？那个他买了一个 Bitcoin， 就是
Something moved in， encouraged him。
那个心里面呢，就很在鼓励他。
You see what happens? Like God can do anything.
神可以做任何的事情。
Well, whatever happens, both families can bring up the families.
两个家庭啊，他们都能把孩子养大。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And.You see, then some people in Israel,
那么在以色列里面以色列人里面
decided to gather a bit more.
有些人他就想捡收集多一点。
You see, for us, when things are good, let's earn more.
哇，好的东西了，我们要赚多一点。
Let's ring up Luke, I can't make it this Sunday. I'm too busy making money.
让我打电话给黄璐。今天这个礼拜天我不能来了，我要赚多一点呢。
I will be missing from church for the next 6 months. Too busy. I need to work 7 days.
我要7天都要工作了。将来呢，6个月我都不能来教会啊。
You see what happened? Is that next verse?
那我们来看看下一个经文。
And Moses said to them, "Let no one leave it over till the morning."But they did not listen to Moses. Some left part of it till the morning, and the bread and worm and stank. And Moses was angry because they.
Yeah, 出埃及记啊，16:19-20，摩西对他们说：“任何人都不可以把所留的留在早晨。”啊，然而他们不听从摩西，当中有人把食物留到早晨，食物就生虫发臭了。摩西就向他们发怒。
And now listen to verse 22. On the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers each.And all the leaders of the congregation came and told Moses.
到第六天，他们收集了双倍的食物，每个人2俄美尔。会众的官长来告诉摩西。
So what happened is this. You can read in the detail. I don't have all the detail on the slide. Some people decided to gather more or have some left over for another day.
有些以色列人呢，他们呢就捡了多一点，希望呢留着明天用。
But what happened is, in other words, put in a bank.
就好像是放进银行里面。
But then it stank, and the worms came. The taxman came and took it.
就是那个抽税的人呢来了，把你的钱呢拿去了。
But then on the sixth day, Moses told them to gather twice as much.
第六天呢，摩西要他们呢捡双倍的食物。
And when those, and on the sixth day, when it was left over for the Sabbath, it did not stink. It was fresh.
那六天他们捡的是留的那个安息日的哈，都是新鲜的，没有发臭。
So as you read the story, what it's saying to you is this: no matter how much they collected, it was enough.When those who collected more, those who collected less, it was enough.
你这里就我们看到，不管呢那是捡的多的还是捡的少的，他们都没有剩了，没有缺乏。
But those who collected more to save it up for next day, they rotted.
但是那是如果捡了双倍的，留着明天的话，那是就发臭了。
But then when they gather it for the Sabbath day, twice as much, it stayed fresh.
但是呢，在第六天呢，他们捡了双倍的是留的是那个安息日用的，那的安息日的没有发臭。
Verse 23, he said to them, "This is what the Lord commanded. Tomorrow is the day of solemn rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake, and boil what you will boil, and all is left over, lay it aside to be kept till the morning."
出埃及记16:23，摩西对他们说：“耶和华吩咐，明天是安息日，是向耶和华守的圣安息日。你们要烤的就烤，要煮的就煮，所剩下的都留到早晨。”
I had a revelation when I was reading this verse.
当我念这经文的时候，我有一个启示。
It's actually gathering extra for the Sabbath day, a holy day.
如果为那个安息日多捡一点的话
，So in our exercise, when we gather manna every day, when we go out to work, we gather, we gather, we gather. We're learning to trust the Lord.
我们今天好像上班这样子，就是好像去捡那个玛拿，收集多一点，多一点。
But when it came to the sixth day, we're gathering twice as much. In other words, twice as much.
但是第六天呢，我们呢就收集上倍的，我们就我们就赚多一点。
So, in our gathering, we're gathering an extra day for a holy day.
我们就在那第六天，我们捡多一点，是留着在为那个安息日用的。
And suddenly I realize.
忽然间我就发觉。
I realize every day when I go out to work.
我每一天出去外面工作。
I'm gathering.
我就是去收集。
And trusting in the Lord.
我就是信靠耶稣。
But I never realized I'm actually gathering for an extra day.
但是我就感觉到没有多收一天，多收集为明天多收集。
The only time when I'm gathering more than I need is when I gather for a holy day.
我去收集多的就是如果是有圣日时间我才去捡多一点。
I'm hope that every day when you go out to work, you trust the Lord, but you're gathering for an extra day.
你每天出去工作的时候，我希望你们呢都是信靠主耶稣，你去收集的都是。
And that extra day is for a holy day.
那多受洗多一天的那一天只是为了那个安息日那一天。
It's gathering for a day where you will have rest.
是为了你可以休息，所以呢，你早一天呢，你就双受
休息双倍的。You see, in the Bible, the Sabbath always represent eternity.
在那个圣经里面，那个安息日是永远都是指着
Amen.
指着永恒的。
The Sabbath day.Represents the day when we finally rest with God in heaven.
安息日是代表了我们将来了跟神在天堂里面安息。
Amen.
Amen.
So what is the extra day that I'm gathering?
那么那多一天呢的受洗为什么呢
？It's a picture of us gathering Jesus.
那是我们的那个图画，就是告诉我们，我们
在
捡那个受洗的是耶稣。
As I learn to trust the Lord, I'm gathering Jesus every day.
当我信靠主耶稣的时候，我每天的受洗都是受洗主耶稣。
Because He is the bread of life.
因为主耶稣就是那个生命之粮。
And each day when I gather Jesus, when I gather the bread, when I get to know God.I unknowingly, I'm actually gathering for an extra day.
我每天去外面受洗的，我都不知不觉的已经就是受洗多了一天了。
I'm gathering for my eternity.
我是受洗的是为我的永生。
When I will find rest with Him.
最后我还是回到天家跟主一起的时候。
And on that day, on the eternity, when I reach my eternity, when I finally rest with God.
当永恒将来我到我日子我就是会到天家跟神一起。
I got my extra day of bread with me.
我已经有多一天的粮跟我一起。
That's Jesus Christ.
那个就是耶稣。
My treasure. Amen.
Amen.
I suddenly realized.
我突然间我了解了明白了。
God's purpose.
神的旨意
for you and I,
给你跟我
every day,
每一天
he wants us to go out,
每一天他要我们出去
working for Sainsbury or working for the corner shop,
不管你是跟大的公司小的公司工作
it doesn't really matter,
那个不要紧
we will have more than enough,
我们都是够用的
but we are gathering for an extra day,
我们是去捡的为另外多一天
because each time when I gather,
每一次我去收集的时候
I'm gathering the bread of life,
我是收集那个生命之粮
and finding Jesus
就是那个耶稣基督
That's God's purpose
那个是神的旨意
God's purpose for you and me to work so hard to provide for your family is not just the purpose the extra purpose is that you find Jesus in your gathering
那个神的旨意不是不单只是我们每天的为这个家庭去工作去收集是要我们收集多一天呢
And that extra day is always fresh.
那多一天的是永远都会新鲜的。
Amen? Does everybody understand what I'm trying to say?
大家明不明白我说想告诉
你们的。You see, in John chapter 6 verse 31, he says, the people that was listening to Jesus, they recall the manna in the wilderness. So they were talking to Jesus about this very story that we have been reading.
在约翰福音里面呢所讲到的就是那个约我们去那个旷野里面所捡的就是
And he said in verse 31 Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness It is written He gave them bread from heaven to eat
在约翰福音第六章第三十一节我们的祖宗在旷野吃过这个玛拿如经上所写的他从天上赐下那个粮食来给他们吃那个耶稣
And how did Jesus responded?
Jesus
said I am the bread of life
耶稣回答他们说就是我就是生命的粮
So in our understanding
在我们的理解
Every day when I go out to work
每天我去工作
God is providing my manna
神就是给我玛拿
Amen. Every day when I run my business, I'm gathering manna.
我们每天的工作就是去收集那个玛拿
And the important thing is enough.
重要的就是够了。
I may earn more than most people, but it is enough.
我可能比人家赚的更多，但是够了。
And you may have a job that is not so great, but it is enough.
你可能那个工作不太好，但是你的收入也是够了。
So God is in the process, is in the business of giving you a career and a job that is more than enough, more than what you need.
神给你那工作是给你够了，超过你所想所求的。
Amen.
Amen.
You see, a few years ago, people say, "Oh, if I only studied computer science."
很多年前，有些人说，哎呀，如果我学那念那个计算机
的课，那getting paid six-figure salary.
啊，他们的薪水赚的是六个位数字。
And I was talking to my plumber on this a few years ago.
几年前我跟我的修理水那个人说
Plumber, yeah.
水
You see, with the plumber, yeah, he's earning more than enough, but he's not like the computer science. Wow, working for Microsoft, working for Google, they're earning a lot of money.
那个替我弄水龙头那个人呢？他呢？不是像那些念书念的那么高薪水的，但是他的也是，能维持他的生活。
So the other day I was talking to my plumber.
那么那天我就跟他说
，Yeah, you know, they're all now getting laid off. They're losing their jobs.
他很多人都是被炒鱿鱼了，他们失去他的工作。
While he was putting my new radiator on.Yeah, they're losing a lot of jobs, aren't they?
他知道了。当他在修理我的那个暖气板的时候，他就说很多人都失业了。
Yeah, it's been taken over by AI.
那个因为他们失去工作，因为公司用 AI 不用人了。
Yeah, and then I said to him, I don't think AI can do your job.
但是我跟他说，我不相信 AI 能做你的工作。
You understand?
你明白吗？
He will always...Have more than enough.
那个弄那个电板的电热板的，它是够。
Amen.
它够用。
May not be as glamorous.
但是不可能是很光鲜的。
See, God knows how to provide.
神懂得怎么样去供应。
But are we willing to do what God give you, to receive what God give you?
但是我们呢，愿不愿意呢？神给我们什么那么多
？Amen.
Amen.
And that's why sometimes we think. At that moment, if only I can do that particular thing, I want to plan for that. I want all my children to do that.
有时候我们自己在想啊，如果那个工作，如果我计划我的孩子长大做这个工作，我就多赚一点呢。
But only God can see the future.
但是只有神能看见将来。
But God give you a plumbing job.
如果神给你一个修理水龙头的
工作。And you've been moaning all these years, oh God, why am I getting myself a plumbing job? I have to crawl under the cupboards, I keep doing this.
你就投诉了啊，我要赚那个台底的赚脏脏的工作。
And when AI comes in,
当那个 AI 来到这个世界的时候
，As a plumber, you go praise the Lord.
他就说感谢主啊。
You understand?
你明白吗
？God can see the future.
神能看见将来。
God knows.God knows.
神知道。
You see, to God is not just the job. To Him is important. To you is even more important. But God has to for another purpose.
Yeah, 神的不只是看的在你的工作的需要，他神有他另外的一个旨意。
The extra purpose is that every day you are gathering Jesus.
他的旨意就是每一天你多拿一点耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why Jesus, God tells us not to worry.
所以耶稣要你不要忧虑。
And to seek the kingdom of God.
先求他的国。
Just go and just allow him to guide you.
就让耶稣去引领你做日子，一天一天的。
Amen.
Amen.
Because ultimately, God wants you to go to heaven.
最后了，神还是要你去天堂的。
With this extra day.
就是那个多的一天
of bread,
那个他的灵粮
because Jesus identified himself as the manna.
耶稣就是他是那个 manna.
So do not look at your job simply as a job.
不要看你的工作只是一个工作。
Or your business as simply as a business.
你的生意是你的生意。
Look at it as I'm gathering not just bread, but the Lord Himself.
你要看呢，你所收集的不只是那个钱呢，也是主耶稣。
You know, each time when we gather Jesus,
每一次将我们收集主耶稣的时候
，He lives in us.
他就住在我们里面。
His life begins to flow in us.
他的生命在我们里面发亮。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 11 says this: For we who live always being given over to death for Jesus' sake.So that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
哥林多后书第四章十一节，因为我们这活着的人，常为耶稣被置于死地，使耶稣的生命在我们这必死的人身上显明出来。
You see, while we are working.
当我们在工作的时候
，In these last 40 years while I was working，
我在以往四十年的工作
，My mortal flesh is getting older and older and older. In other words, it is dying.
我的肉体渐渐的越来越老了，就是慢慢的死去了。
You got to admit it.
你相信吗
？You got to admit it.
你需要相信的，你要需要承认的。
Now when I look at myself.
现在我看我自己
I never knew I can have so many wrinkles.
我从来没有想到那么多皱纹呢。
I think I need to go to B&Q and get some polyfiller.
我要去 B&Q 里边呢，把它涂一涂。
No matter how much money you got, old is old.
不管你有多少钱，长大了老了就是老了。
The Bible call it, you are dying.
那个圣经说，就是你慢慢的去衰老了。
But I just pray in the in the years to go, where as you gather,
但是我在祷告，在将来的年，当我在收集的时候
，as you gather Jesus,
当我们在收集耶稣的时候
，although your mortal body is getting older and more crinklier,
就算你的肉体是慢慢渐渐的衰退了，就老了
，but something else is happening to you.
但是有一点东西在你里面发生了。
Christ is living in you.
主耶稣在你里面生活着。
Although I may grow old,
我可能是渐渐的衰老。
I carry the presence of Jesus.
但是我带的是耶稣。
Because in the last 40 years, I've been eating this Jesus, this manna.
因为我在过去的四十年，我都是在吃耶稣的那个给我的玛拿。
And I got my extra day.
我的有另外多一天。
Each day, as I gather,
每一天我去收集。
Each day as I gather,
每一天当我收集的时候
，Christ is living in me.
主耶稣就是住在我里面。
That's why your kingdom come.
所以啊，愿你的国度降临。
Your will be done.
你的旨意行在地上。
What's the next verse?
后面那一句是这样说
：As on earth as it is heaven. What's the next verse?Go back, go back.
再后一句，那个经文是什么
？Your kingdom come, your will be done. Is verse 10.
第十句，第四个经文就是愿你的国度降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同是在天上。
And then verse 11 says, "Give us this day our daily bread."
跟着下来的第十一句那个经文就是
，In these two verses comes the purpose.
十一句经文就是十一节是我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们
God,
这两句加起来就是主的旨意在你身上
God has a purpose for our lives each day
神有一个旨意在我们身上每一天都有一个新的
旨意 He's working the kingdom and heaven in your life
他在那个天上为你在天上
Amen
工作
While we ask in verse 11 Give us our daily bread
但是反而我们只是为地上的祷告的时候，常是为地上的东西祷告。
Did it say give us our annual bread？
给每天给我们那个新的食物。
Weekly bread，
每一周的食物。
Well, some of you are only having weekly bread。
你们当中有些人只是拿那个一周的那个食物。
You only gather Jesus once a week on Sunday.
你只是一周去捡耶稣一次。
Why are you gathering him every day?
但是我们要每一天都去捡。
Gather him every day.
当我们每天去受职的时候。
His kingdom.
那个就是他的天国。
His purpose.
但是呢，他的旨意
is working in my life.
就是在我们生命里面工作。
Amen. So that when I get older,
当我老了
although I am slowly getting more wrinklier and getting shorter,
我就是呢那个皱纹多了，矮了一点了。
The other day, somebody haven't seen me for 20 years. He said, Pastor, you've grown shorter.
有一天前几天我就看见一个朋友
He's used to be really tall.
你矮了一点了，你从前很高大的。
Yes, I said, it's called gravity.
我就跟他说，因为地心吸力啊。
So someone who haven't seen me for a long time, I've grown shorter.
如果很久没有看见我的人说我矮了一点呢？
But guess what?
你猜是什么？
I hope people can see Jesus is growing in me.
就希望呢，他能看见耶稣在我生命里面的成长。
He is my earthen treasure.
他就是我的宝藏。
He is my treasure in heaven.
他是我天上的宝藏。
He is my manna.
他就是我的玛拿。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹 tomorrow, 明天
when you go to work,
你去上班的时候
gather bread.
去捡那个粮的时候
for your family, for your life.
为你的家庭为你的生命
but also remember you're gathering Jesus
还要记住你也是在收集耶稣
and may the Lord bless you
愿主祝福你
may tomorrow when you work you find your purpose
愿你的明天上班的时候你找到你的旨意
and that you will find the kingdom
你也找到那个天国
at work
在工作里面
some of you may say no way
有人说不可能啊
Every day I see a devil
每天我都看见那魔鬼啊
I call my boss
那个是我的老板啊
Well if you can cleanse your eyes
但是如果你擦擦你的眼睛
You will see something different
你就看东西不一样
Amen
Amen
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Lord Jesus Christ
主耶稣
You are the bread
你就是那个粮
I pray, O God, that each day when we work,
我们每天的祷告，当我们上班的时候
as we gather the bread that we need,
当我们收集我们需要的粮的时候
help us to remember,
让我们记得
we are also gathering the bread from heaven.
我们也是在捡天上的粮
I pray that you will speak to us in our jobs.
我祷告你在我工作里面跟我们说话
and that you will touch our colleagues
你也会触摸我们的同事
that you use us to shine
你也使用我们去发亮发光
that you will dwell in us
你住在我们里面
and as we gather Lord
当我们去收集的时候
help us to find you
让我们找到你
and let your purpose be in our lives
让你的旨意成就在我们身上
and I just pray Father that you will bless our brothers and sisters
主啊，我祷告你祝福我们弟兄姐妹
们。No matter what job we do,
不管他们是什么工作
，Let each job be more than enough.
让一个工作就是够他们。
And Father, if that's not enough,
如果是不够的话
，If some of our brothers and sisters are in jobs that are not enough,
有些弟兄姐妹可能他现在的工作不够的话
，I pray that you will bless them, Lord.
我祷告让你大大的祝福他们
，That you will promote them.
你会供应他们
or change their jobs,
改变他们的工作
or give them new businesses, Lord,
给他们新的生意
so that, Lord, that you can fulfill your promise in their lives,
让你的旨意成就在他们身上
that they will have more than enough,
让他们都是有余
Father, we know
天父啊我们知道
that you are with us,
你是与我们同在
we know,
我们知道
You are the true manna.
你就是那个真正的玛拿
You are the true treasure.
你就是那个真的财宝
We know.
我们知道
When we have our daily bread.
当我们有每一天的
When we have
粮的时候
The Lord Jesus Christ.
我们当我们有主耶稣的时候
Then we will stop worrying.
我们就会停止去忧虑。
Lord, help us not to worry and not to be anxious.
主啊，帮助我们不要再去忧虑。
So I ask you, God, let your spirit, Lord, come over us.
主啊，让你的圣灵再来到我们身上。
And prosper every brother and sister.
让每一个弟兄姐妹都是兴旺的。
Prosper them in their studies.
让他们的念书。
In their jobs.
他的工作。
In their businesses.
在他们的生意上。
So that they can all testify.
让他们都为你做见证。
The Lord indeed provide.
主啊，你就是那个供应的主。
And help us to remember.
让我们去记得。
As we work.
当我们在工作的时候。
As we labor.
当我们在那个侍奉的时候。
We are gathering the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是在收集主耶稣基督你。
Into our lives.
进去我们的生命里面。
We thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Let's all stand.